systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Well, today is Monday, August 30th, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And I'm your co-host with the most, Ost, Sean.
With the show, Ost. Oh, what's up, Sean? How's it going?
Good. How you doing, Matt?
Well, thank you. This is episode 394, moving right along to that big 400 number, and then four more after that, and we're at Ep 404, which will be September 25th. Live at Anna's Italian Grill for everyone that wants to come party with us. It's going to be a blast. TheJamHole.com/404 is all the info there. TheJamHole.com/live is where you should be watching these at live if you are into that sort of thing. We got two cameras, three cameras if necessary, full-on live video audio for your viewing enjoyment. And a phone number, as always, 406-204-4687 if you want to give us a call, say hey, say what's up, interact with the show, all that good shit. And if you guys do listen live, this is something you may not know, but this is a podcast first and foremost. So we appreciate you guys all being subscribed in iTunes or whatever podcatcher you're using. Personally, I use Beyond Pod on the Droid. I never touch iTunes. I never need to. It does all that shit automatic. It's beautiful. If you got an Android device, check out Beyond Pod. It's good stuff. Or Google Listen works occasionally. Or, you know, just go old school and hook up the iTunes with the iPod and bada bing, bada bang. Fresh Jam Hole episodes as soon as they're up. So, how was it going? How was the weekend, man?
It was a good weekend.
Good weekend? I see yep. You're still alive. That's a plus.
Yep. Went and hung out with the family. Had some fun. Got drunk. And
that's right. Your brother was on the Friday show. That was the first time, I believe, we've had both Cubberly boys
That's
on
right.
the show at once, and their father in the chat, Big Papa Cubberly.
That was a Cubberly fest, and it was too much.
You think?
Too much.
Was it too much?
You know, there actually is a lot of discussion about this amongst our friends that know the Cubberly family, and they say, you know, you hang out with one Cubberly, it's pretty fun. You hang out with two, you better fucking hold on. You hang out with three, don't get in between them when they start fist fighting.
You better get your bail money in
order. Yeah, pretty much.
Somebody's going to jail.
Pretty much, and we know who.
That's right.
A Cubberly.
So, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but we use the FormSpring I don't know what it's called, web app or whatever. Basically, you go to formspring.me/thejamhole, and that'll take you to a page. You log in or whatever, and you can ask questions. You can ask anonymous questions, or you can attach your name to them and whatnot. And I just made a post the other day. I was like, you know, is anyone still using this? Because we haven't had questions in a while. We haven't plugged it in a while. And we got a few questions in, and one of them really kind of stuck with me, Sean. You know what the question was? It was actually more of a comment than a question. It said, Matt, I really like your voice, but not your rap voice.
Ooh.
And you know what I answered to that?
What's that?
I said, well, that's Sean's fault because he tries to get me to sound more than I really am, more than the sum of my vocal cords and whatnot. He tries to get me to just overdo it, and sometimes you can hear that in the songs, and sometimes I just tell him to go fuck himself, and I just do my own thing.
You know, actually, Matt, I kind of think, in your case, you need to tone it down a bit.
What, were those two songs, were they a little over the top?
No, they were good, but sometimes being over-accentuating in your words can cause you to lose the rhythm.
Ah, you're saying I have no rhythm. I am white.
No, you do have rhythm. Hey, man.
Hey, man. Stop looking at the chat. Pay attention to the podcast.
Yes, thank you, Burger.
Thank you, Burger.
You know what, Matt? You got a lot of skill as a rapper. And
hey,
I mean,
thanks.
I'm in no place to criticize you. I only offer my advice as your friend.
Oh, of course. And I... I appreciate your advice.
You know, you've taught me some better writing techniques.
True
and I've,
that.
I've taught you some better recording techniques, I think. Okay. You know?
Sure.
Well, you know, we each have something to offer.
That's right. We feed off of each other's bullshit.
That's right. I think you need to go more smooth pimp style, like a fucking Snoop Dogg.
Like a roll that blunt, bigger round than a blimp. Like that kind of thing, huh?
Yeah, because I'm more like a Luda, and you're more like a Snoopy.
See, Amesby says, I think that's a lie, because your emo poetry sounds the same way. So do I just have that annoying voice? It's good to listen to for talking, but as soon as I try to flow with it, it's just, it falls apart?
No, I don't know. I'm just a loyal friend, so what do you want?
You like anything I put out.
What do you want me to say?
I appreciate that. But no, I've been listening to those. Thejamhole.com/music. I put up the two new songs I was working on. What Do I Know and Autobiography. And I was listening to them today a little bit in the truck. And Autobiography is a little maybe over the top in some of the verse there. I noticed I kind of tried to sing a little more than I was actually rapping. And it sounded weird to me, but I liked it, kind of. But I don't know if it's just because it's me or what. And then, What Do I Know? The whole chorus I sing, you know, you'd frown too if you knew what I know. You that, know, that thing. And
that was a little over the,
really,
over the top.
I really liked that one, I thought. A lot better than that. And I'm not a very good singer, but I try. And maybe I should just... If I waited around for a girl to sing every chorus I've ever written, you know, nothing would ever get done. So I just said, fuck it, you know, it's up there, listen to the words or don't, whatever.
You know, Matt, you sound good, you write good, you know, if you really love it, you'll stick with it, because we all have areas we can improve in.
Oh, well, of course, you can always improve, like we said with the sex life, like, is it good? Well, it's good, but it can always be better.
Well,
you
it's
know?
The rap life, you know.
That's right, the rap life, it can always improve.
For sure.
So I didn't get anything to the extent of the hate mail that you got, you know.
Thanks.
But I did. That just kind of made me think that it made me think of that Kyprios song where he's like, I speak like this, but I'm black when I rap. Hey, shorty, it's my birthday. And, you know, it's, and we had this discussion a while ago. You're like, Matt, you need a rapping voice. You can't just rap in your talking voice. And ever since you said that, I've started trying to, you know, be more accentuated in what I'm rapping. But,
well, man, it took me, you know, years to finally kind of settle where I'm at
and find your voice and all that.
Not to where I'm at's the place I probably need to be, but, you know, it takes a long time to develop those kind of skills, you know.
Well, right, you know, look at some of the top rappers today. They've been doing it for almost 20 years,
yeah.
It seems like,
you know.
How long have we been in the rap game for?
I'd have to say a good solid
5-6 months?
7 years
no.
for me.
7 years, so I must have about 10 then.
Minus a couple years of downtime.
Right, well, it's like the first, you know, 30 episodes of the Jam Hole. We just don't really count those, you know. They're placeholders for the number, but as far as listening to them, nobody really listens to them anymore, you know.
Well, we'll keep doing songs, everybody. Keep putting them out, and we will keep sounding better with each one.
That's right. And hey, if you, we're about out of new beats, so if you want to buy us a beat, $50, thejamhole.com/donate. Our new beat maker, FG, will appreciate it.
And, he is dope.
He is dope.
So if any rappers are listening, FG Beats on SoundClick. The dude
That's
is
right.
fucking sick.
And if you go to thejamhole.com/music, I list who makes the beats. There's see Mozart Jones. There's a link to his page. FG, there's a link to his page. And then that Adamac beat we use for that Tear It Up song, that free beat.
Adamac has some good stuff, actually.
He does, definitely.
He does.
I like that Tear It Up song a lot. Mm. But so we watched a few movies over the weekend. You want to talk about MacGruber?
MacGruber.
First.
So if you haven't seen MacGruber, it's basically
man.
A MacGyver spoof. It's,
right.
It's fucking funny, though, because, you know, we all know MacGyver could make, like, a bomb out of a can of hairspray and a rubber band and a Q-tip.
Right.
And it would blow up the bad guys, and he didn't use guns because he used his brain to beat the bad guys. Well, MacGruber kind of does the same thing, except he's a fucking dipshit.
A fucking horrendous
for sure.
dipshit about it.
Although he can rip people's throats out.
He is a good throat ripper. He
yes.
got the turkey, I noticed.
He's
what's
been,
what's
he's
the turkey? Well, it's a bowling term I've applied to throat ripping.
Yeah. Three throat rips is a turkey.
Oh, my God.
He's been riding that throat ripping move probably for his whole career.
Pretty much. Same old tricks.
The best career is when he, or the best move is when he shoves a celery stick up his butt and walks around to distract people while some other
the
badass shoots everybody.
Oh, man. But very amusing. I have to say it kind of went a little long towards the end. It was like the same jokes. I was like, okay, I get it. You're a fucking hopeless dipshit. And yeah, but
then
it was
the
amusing.
Then at the end, it surprised you because hopeless dipshit could kick some fucking ass if he got a hold of your throat.
That's right. Keep your throats away, man. He was like a vampire on that ass.
He was good. Ladies love him too.
That's right.
You'll see what I mean when you watch the movie. What other movie did we watch, man?
Then we watched The Other Guys, which I thought was way better than MacGruber. This was Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg, Samuel L. Jackson, The Rock. They were in the first part of it. Oh, man.
Who was that other girl? She was in that Hitch movie. That was Will Ferrell's wife, right?
I believe so.
Ava Menendez, is that it?
Something
no,
like that.
No, not Ava Menendez. That's no? The Lonely Housewife or whatever.
Okay, then I have no idea.
No, anyway, man, The Other Guys. Wow, what a great fucking movie.
I have to say, Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg's chemistry was just brilliant.
It was great.
The back and forth. The first night I started watching it, I tweeted a line from it about stop taking moronic jobs so seriously or something like that. It was so funny. He said it like out of nowhere and I totally like spit my drink all over the fucking place. I was like, holy shit, dude. They call him the Clipper.
Clipper.
The New York Clipper.
Yeah.
He shot Derek Jeter. oh, fuck.
And he never lived it down, but he's actually kind of a badass.
That's right.
But a dumb fuck at the same time.
And you know who else was in it that I really liked? Michael Keaton. He had some of the best lines in that whole fucking movie.
Yes, he did.
Just very subtle, like, all right, shake your dicks, boys. This pissing contest is over.
Yeah.
He's like, I have a second job at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, he was the captain of the police, but he worked at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Gene, don't call me Gene. Captain Gene, no, just Captain. Captain Gene.
In fact, there's one scene where he mixes his job up. He's talking to the Bed Bath & Beyond people, the manager.
We got a rapist out there.
He's like, oh, wait, sorry, wrong job. Never mind.
Shit.
But no, wait, actually, be careful, though, if you live in that
area.
That's
right, use the buddy system.
Yeah. That was just a great... You know what's funny about that movie? And you see this a lot in these comedy movies these days.
What's that?
People these days are very quirky and very neurotic.
Right, and it's a lot of that slow, awkward humor that, you know, it just makes you feel uncomfortable, but it's so fucking funny.
And you know what? It reflects life. I think out of all comedies I've seen, the comedies where it's neurotic, quirky characters with the awkward, unsure dialogue where personalities don't always mix.
And
but,
the totally
you know,
hot wife.
It totally reflects real life.
Goodbye, Sheila.
Yeah.
I love you, Sheila.
Will Ferrell's a fucking ladies' man in that movie.
He used to be a pimp. Gator. Gator don't fuck around. Where's Gator's money?
Gator's bitches better be wearing jimmies. He says that to his wife when his wife tells him he's pregnant.
I'm so sorry, honey. I don't know where that came from. Oh, so funny.
Great movie. Go see MacGruber. Go see The Other Guys.
I think The Other Guys was much better than MacGruber.
You know what? Grab your girl. Watch them both. Great date night.
There you go. And then I watched on my own. Lost my pen there. I watched Abduction. Have you ever heard of this movie?
I don't think so.
This was Brittany Murphy's last film that she made right before she died. And I gotta tell you, it was actually good. I was like really surprised by it. And Dean Cain's in it. And every time Dean Cain's in a movie,
fucking
I just
Superman.
Think Superman. Yeah, pretty much. I was like, God damn it.
I guess I just proved your case for you there.
Thank you very much. But basically, if you haven't seen it, I'm probably going to blow it for you a little bit. So maybe fast forward a couple minutes. There's your warning. But basically, her and Dean Cain are dating. They've been dating for about 4 months. And he's got to go to the hospital to get some surgery done. So they get there. He goes up. She goes, parks the car. She goes back in, finds him. And then a nurse comes in and says, you know, we're going to have to do some stuff. So you can go wait outside. And she's like, well, how long is it going to take? And the nurse is like, oh, about an hour. So she goes out and downstairs to the cafeteria and meets some old dude and starts talking to him. And, you know, like an hour goes by. She goes back up, goes to the room he was in, totally empty.
Hmm.
At this point, she's like, okay, well, that's weird. Goes to the front desk lady. you know, have you heard of Kevin Peterson? She's like, let me look it up, looks it up. No records in the computer. Now she starts freaking out. And basically the rest of the movie is her, like, wondering if she's crazy. Did she really have a boyfriend? It was one of those, you know.
Kind of psychological like a thriller.
Exactly. Mm. And, yeah, I'm not going to give it away, but at the end, it was a very elaborate idea, I guess. So, definitely check that out. If nothing else, just to see Brittany Murphy's last movie, I thought was... Mm.
You know what's sad about these young actors that start out doing stupid shit?
What's
that? They always die right after they do a really good movie.
I know, right?
Like
that's
Keith
weird.
Ledger,
that's
the Joker.
Weird. He finally, like, brings it home, and then he ODs. And same with her. Didn't they figure out that
so.
She OD'd or something?
But I mean, let's say something about Heath Ledger really quick.
Oh, please.
All Heath there.
Heath?
He gave a performance that rivaled Jack Nicholson as the original Joker.
I fully agree with you.
I mean, that was just an amazing modern twist on the Joker.
It was epic. It was creepy. It was dark. It was very, very good.
It was very good. I'm sure everybody's tired of fucking hearing that, because ever since the movie came out and he died, that's all anybody can say about
it. Well, yeah, but it's, you know, it's true.
But I had to say, and you know, I do a pretty good Joker impression.
Do you?
Yes. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to.
You want to know how I got these scars?
Jesus Christ.
My father was... A drinker.
If you end up dead, hanging in the closet, I'll know why.
Dude, when they do another movie where they need the Joker,
You're in, dude.
I can do it.
Already sent them your headshots.
Ready? Here's another good line from it.
Oh, please.
And trust me, I'm a man of my word.
Wow, dude.
Yes, thank you.
That's impressive.
Noise on Dead says, but was his Joker better than 60s Cesar Romano Joker?
Whoa.
Yes, that Joker was like a dirty pedophile.
Right?
He was like the creepy uncle or something. He was bad.
Oh, my God.
But then again, look at how superheroes were, but then fuck, Robin looked like a fucking Catholic priest fucking dream come true back in
those days. Yeah, dude.
With his fucking short bikini shorts. I don't know, man.
It was a different time back then, you know what I mean?
And fucking Adam West.
That guy's still cracking me the fuck up on Family Guy.
Dude,
say what you want about Adam West, but Mayor West... Fucking brilliant, dude.
Do you remember when he was on Pete and Pete?
Yes, dude.
As Principal West.
He's always West, like, in everything he does.
What else does he need to be?
He's fucking crazy. He's
the
like
original,
Shatner.
He's the original TV Batman. These guys are legends, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
They're so legendary, we gotta remake what they were time and fucking time again.
I think what's epic about the whole thing is that he's been around in this game for so long, I don't think he's really done a bunch of drugs like everyone else that's been in the game for that long has done. Like,
you know,
I think he was whacked enough in his own mind that he didn't need to experiment with all that shit.
You know, he's probably kind of a weirdo, because most of the great actors are. They're a little off. Genius comes with a slight...
A price to pay, if you will.
Yeah. Your social skills are quite... minimal when you're a
like
genius.
Take us for instance. As rappers, we can write amazingly, but our voices
I would say we're both good writers. Yes.
Maybe not so much. Maybe not so nice to listen to.
No, I definitely feel like a puzzle piece that doesn't always fit the big picture.
I feel like
I should
be ghostwriting for someone that likes to rap but just can't write for shit.
Well, you know what it is?
I feel like I should donate my rhymes to the I rap but can't write guild or whatever.
You know, that's really the world of professional writing. I mean, all right, hold on here. The Coen brothers.
Right.
I seen an interview with them about The Big Lebowski. Brilliant fucking movie.
Brilliant flip.
Cult classic, hilarious.
For sure.
But during the interview, neither one of them could look at the person interviewing them
or the
camera.
Right?
They both just sat there staring down at their fingernails, fucking with their fingernails while they were talking about their brilliant, genius fucking movie.
Well, let's talk about this then. That's kind of like the idiot savant from the new episode of Superhumans.
Yes.
That new Stan Lee show we've been watching.
That's right.
They had the first one on the show was what? The speed bump? The human speed bump.
That's not impressed.
Pretty awesome super... power.
He can get run over by a truck.
Kind of.
Good superpower.
Right. And then there was, the autistic guy.
Yes.
Yay! He was so funny.
This guy can listen to a song that he's never heard before, which is tough because he knows over a million songs or something like that.
Right.
Which he can play every one on the piano. And he can listen
perfectly.
To
perfectly.
Yes, perfectly. And he can hear a song he's never heard before and then sit down and play it on the piano.
What
flawlessly.
Was totally awesome about that is they brought in London's premier jazz composer and they picked jazz. Why? because
it's like
it's
bullshit.
So complex.
Yeah.
And it's bullshit.
Well, it's not structured very well.
Right. So they bring in this guy.
Jazz is like the old rap.
Okay.
Rap is the new jazz.
Sure. I'll yeah. give, okay.
You
that sounds good.
Yeah.
Rap is the new jazz. Good. So they bring in this guy who's been working on a piece special for this performance, and they bring in the blind autistic savant, and they're like, yo, he's going to play you a piece, and then you're going to sit down and play it. It's hooked up to the computer and so we can see how right on it is.
He's not very articulate. He walks in the room and he's like,
yay.
They're like, we're going to play some piano. Do you want to do that? He's like, we're going to play some piano. Yay.
I want to do that. Yay.
Yay. He says yay after everything.
It's so funny, though. I wish he was in our rap group
but,
so
know,
bad.
Being autistic, that must just be his way of expressing excitement.
That's true.
So, what is autism, Matt?
Autism is a brain dysfunction that makes you not able to express your feelings very well. It shuts down certain parts of the brain, which are good in the fact that it opens up a part of your brain that you can just do one thing and do it really fucking good. But whenever someone tries to talk to you, you're a complete fucking retard and you don't know where to put your fucking hands.
Basically, autism is being
a retard
in communication.
That's right. But some of them are really good at other things. So this guy sits down and plays his brand new jazz piece and everything is great, right? And then the savant sits down and whips it out, no fucking problem. And what I love about this is they interview the guy afterwards, and they're like, so, what do you think about this? Like, that's pretty amazing, right?
Man.
And the guy had the biggest look of defeat on his face. He had worked so hard on this piece, and this retard just comes and plays it perfect, like it ain't no thing. And they're like, so, what do you think about it? And he's like, well, mate, what else can I say about it? He's brilliant.
Can I just describe the look on his face?
Oh, please do.
Okay. The look on this guy's face, man, it looked like everything he ever believed in his life that meant anything to him just got thrown out the fucking window. Like, this guy has probably tried so hard to be a brilliant jazz musician and play so eloquently and beautifully and just innovative.
Here comes this kid with a brain disorder that
and
blind.
That can't even talk fucking right.
And he just blows his mind. Plays it better than the composer who made the music played it.
Hearing it.
Right.
Once.
He heard it once. And what? They did the analysis. It was what? Like 99.5% perfect?
Yes.
That's fucked up.
Almost flawlessly perfect.
And then, so then they bring
only
him.
Only because he did it better.
That's right. And then, so at the last test, they bring him into this room full of snobby ass music students. And they're like, pick out the most obscure shit that only you fucking listen to because it's garbage or just no one's ever heard of it and try to stump this guy. And everything, the first one was, do we have no bananas? In the tone of some other guy we've never heard of.
In the key of G, in the style of blah, blah, blah. He's
some
like,
other jerk-off. Yeah, and he fucking played every single one. It was pretty amazing.
Okay, the thing is, not only did he play them, but he had the ability to variate on them.
Right.
They could say, play in this key in the style of... Like, they could have said, play fucking...
play Lyrical song in the style of 50 Cent in the key of G.
And he would have done it.
Right.
He would have been like, yay, Lyrical song in the style of 50 Cent, yay.
In the key of G.
Yay.
But yeah, that show is great. I like it a lot.
So was he retarded or was he just British?
Yeah, he was autistic.
Oh, I thought he was just British.
No, well, easily confused. Yeah, he was severely autistic. But would you give up all of your social adeptness as far as I'm making up words here, your social ability, if it meant you could be really great at something? Would you make that trade, or would you just try and work hard and Like, say if you took the autism, you wouldn't have to practice at, like, say, being a hip-hop artist. It just came naturally to you, and you were better than everybody else. But nobody liked you because when they hung out with you, you were a fucking weirdo.
Well, I thought that was the case already.
Well, right, except you would be really good at hip-hop.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
sorry.
That's where you're missing.
Sorry.
Here. Right, okay.
You know, I don't know. I don't... Honestly, Matt, to tell you the truth, I think... If that was option A and option B was to be stupider, I would probably choose to be stupider.
Really? Because ignorance is bliss? Or
exactly.
Really?
Thank you.
Interesting. I think it depends on what the trade-off would be, like what I would be really good at. Like if I could be one of those super crazy mathematicians or something, maybe I'd do it. But I don't know. Because at that point, your whole life is your equations and everything. You don't really have time to be social except at, you know... meetings or whatever you happen to go to, but I don't know. I think it would be an interesting trade-off.
Yeah, at that point, you know, social is not something you understand. Like,
right, and
wouldn't
a lot
that be
of people-
horrible that you understand the intricacies of articulate lyrical design.
That's right.
More than you understand being able to just say hello to a friend.
But what is that going to get you in life?
It'll get you a footnote in history. That's
sometimes,
about it.
Sometimes I think the social aspect of it is a big distraction when you're trying to do great things, you know?
Indeed.
If you get rid of that distraction, you have more time to focus on the art form itself.
You know, I read an article about many a writer that actually will lock themselves in a room naked to write. So
really?
That way they're not tempted to go out. They're
Why
not
naked?
Tempted to drink. Well, because... It keeps you from leaving.
Really?
If you're naked, you know, I don't know.
You wouldn't just go put on some clothes?
Well,
like, I don't know. That seems kind of
There's
odd.
A couple writers. Their creative process was weird. One of them used to give his clothes. He would go to the room. He would take all his clothes off, hand them out the door to his butler, and say, give these back to me in 8 hours. And he would sit in a room with nothing but a typewriter.
You know, if we could afford a butler, sure, why not?
Sure, fuck it.
Why not? Jeeves, come here. I want to ask you something.
Anyway, the point is people that write intensively usually are a little off.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
So will I.
Good.
Well,
I'm glad we clarified that. So,
callers, go ahead and call in if you're interested in adding anything.
Yeah, what do you think of that? 406-204-4687. Let's talk about Dating in the Dark. Third episode this season we watched. And I watched it the other day, and I made some notes because I thought this was a very great episode of this show. And this is a great show. And I made you watch it, you and Danny, who, sorry if you guys didn't notice, Dana was here. She went home. She was really sick, puking. She puked like 4 times when she was here. No, she's not pregnant, but she's just sick. So, Dating in the Dark, the three guys we have... The Boston jerk-off from way back with the weird freaky eye.
And what did he do?
He was a sales associate.
When
the girls asked him, he was like, I'd tell you, but I'd have to kill you. I'm
you
a dude.
What a
jerk-off.
He probably works at some bullshit store making minimum wage.
Selling vacuum cleaners and pawn and jewelry.
There you go.
Awesome. The second guy was a Chippendale dancer / vitamin store owner. Basically the perfect guy. Big old fat arm, biceps. You know, he was like...
Yeah, he was what we call bitch bait.
Bitch bait,
he's
for
the
sure.
buddy you hang out with so that way you can catch his oversplash.
You cast him out and you reel him in and you take whatever's holding on.
Because with him come like several women and you can usually get one if they're drunk enough.
And then my favorite was the Jesus freak motivational speaker... Who is also happens to be a virgin.
You know, I hate
this
to say
show
it.
Found a virgin. How, like, wow, right? Where did that come from?
I hate to say it, but I actually identify with that guy a little bit.
Really? Because you're a virgin, or?
Well, because he's a wholesome person, you know, and he's fighting a fucking uphill battle.
Fucking A, he is.
And he doesn't understand the game. He
Not at all.
Because attraction is just a game.
And then we bring in the ladies. We have the sexy hoebag mail carrier, big old tits, slut as fuck. She's just looking for love. She's sick of guys dating her just for her big old tits. You know?
Whew, which one was that?
I don't know what I'm dinging. I just saw in the chat, ding that, Matt. So
I don't know what they are.
Okay. I don't even know what they're talking about.
So, wait a minute. Which girl did you just mention?
The big-tittied mail carrier. The male woman,
oh, man.
Will.
I gotta tell you, that girl was gorgeous.
Swing! Until she opened her mouth, and I was like, oh, shut up and let me see your tits,
yeah, she was
please.
A little intellectually challenged.
And then
hot.
There is the, hairstylist, the men's hairstylist, who she looked all right, but she was a little chunky, you know?
Honestly, that was my kind of woman right there.
Really?
Yes.
And then there was the super attached wedding planner, overweight a bit, sick of planning everyone else's wedding, wants to plan her own wedding.
Stop.
Yo.
She was not overweight.
She was a bowling pin.
She was curvy, but she was not
overweight.
She was
curvy, but it was weird because it was small and then boo. And
well,
then,
she just had curve. She wasn't overweight, but yeah, she definitely was a little bottom heavy.
Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. Holla.
Yeah, it's Kent Kniff from Connecticut.
What's up, cockboy?
What's up, cockboy?
Smell in your mouth, Matt Lee.
Oh, nice.
Oh, your ass.
Nice.
Fucking automated piece of shit.
Awesome. So what's up?
Hello.
Hello. What did you think of that call? Okay, well, I think that was fun.
Short-lived?
Yeah, I'm going to say it was fair.
Maybe he went through a tunnel. Who knows?
Perhaps. Maybe he was on an iPhone. Who knows?
Maybe he's got Verizon behind him.
Hey, Verizon actually works good up here.
Yeah.
I've never had problems.
Actually, yeah, I have Verizon, and it's a great server if you like being raped.
Right. I mean, hey, they're always standing behind you.
Because they're raping
That's
you.
That's right, because their dick's up your ass so
Who
far.
Was that?
I don't know. Ken Kniff from Connecticut.
Well.
You automated piece of shit.
Good to hear from you, Ken. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for the call. So, yeah, those are the three... The three sets of people here. And from going into it, I wouldn't have expected it to go the way it did.
No.
I gotta say, the totally hot chick with the big tits, she got her heart broken a little bit.
She got the shaft.
She got the shaft. She went after the virgin. And she was like, oh, I'm going to de-virginize him. And he was like...
This chick's way too big of a slut for me is basically what he thought.
Yeah, but... And he left, and she thought he left because he saw her and didn't like what he saw.
Mm.
But he left because he's a fucking Jesus freak and God told him not to because she was the temptress devil himself.
Fucking A, she was.
I know, dude. It was fucking crazy. And then, so what did you think about this whole idea of, like, being in the dark and building a relationship, or not even a relationship, just building an infatuation based on...
Well, first and foremost, it's interesting and entertaining.
Very much so.
Secondly, it's a pretty nice little sociological experiment,
Definitely.
You know?
Like, I think it's a great idea.
I think this is actually a show that could actually have a positive impact.
Right, I can relate to it because when I was younger... This happened to me once, and I don't know if I told this story on the show before, but we were big into talking on the phone with girls that you like. Like, you would spend hours just, like, talking on the phone, right? So, one of these girls ended up having a boyfriend, so she gave me a phone number of one of her friends. Never met the girl before, none of that. End up spending, like, the next 3 or 4 days just nonstop talking to this girl. I'm like, God, she sounds so hot. We have so much in common. Like, for real, almost, I had to be like 14 or 15. Totally fell in love with this girl over the phone, right?
Hey, you know what?
So finally, we're like, you know, we should go hang out. And we're like, all right, so I'll be at Woodland Park at the pool. This was back when the pool was in the small spot, not the water park they have now. And basically, I rode my bike over there and saw the girl. And she was the complete opposite of everything. Like, I was so excited. And I saw her, like, glasses and pockmarked face and, like, way overweight. And I just left, dude. But it shows you that you can't just base, like, that you have to have that attraction physically.
Yeah.
Because you can't just build, you know, you can't build a relationship strictly on... The verbal and the mental.
Well, you know, maybe you can, but at 15 years old, it's not something you're probably ready to do, you know. But yeah, it's very hard to have that attraction without the physical side of it, because let's face it, physical, you know, arousal, you know, kicks up certain chemicals and, you know,
it's
one of the cornerstones of attraction is
it's
the
essential.
Physical
it's
part of it.
Absolutely essential.
I mean, shit, don't get me wrong. You know, everybody has their thing. There's skinny guys that like fat chicks, and there's skinny hot chicks that like fat guys. True that. So, you know.
True that. So, basically, the one jerk-off guy, he ended up hooking up with the male hairstylist.
Which I thought was great, because they both look like members of Jersey Shore.
Yeah, totally. They both had that jerk-off, that jerk-off fucking attitude.
Let's go fucking fist bump. Huh?
Hey, let's go beat that beat back.
Yeah, let's go out fist bumping in the club.
And then what blew my mind, the total hot Chippendale dancer guy hooked up with the super attached, needed to get married, slightly overweight wedding planner.
You know, she was like a 6.
She was pretty.
A 7.
You know
even.
What? Since he was a health nut, I think he looked at her as a fixer upper.
Well, you know what?
You're going to be a good-looking woman
when I
fix you up.
When you're a really attractive guy and all you date is really attractive women, I'm sorry, ladies, but most really attractive women have fucking for personality.
Shit for brains?
Yeah, so he's saying, well, here's a smart, sweet girl who looks good, but could, you know, a fixer-upper.
Hey, a run wouldn't kill her.
Hey, he's like, hey, I can make this chick smoking hot, and she'll have a cool personality,
and
she'll
love
me
because I gave her a chance when nobody else would.
Which means lots of butt sex and oral.
And basically anything
deep
I fucking
throat
want.
Fucking.
That's
yeah.
Right. Throat blasters.
That's the kind of woman you take home to mama.
Yeah, I'll give you that. The other one, and then, yeah, the Jesus freak, he totally bailed. He's like, man, she's so hot, but I can't do it because I'm saving myself for marriage. And what was awesome is when they were in the dark room, she was like, so, are you a passionate person? He's like, oh, I'm so passionate. I'm such a sexual being, but
I'm
saving myself for marriage. And you know what? When I finally give myself to my wife, it's going to be amazing. Really? Is it going to be amazing all 0.5 seconds of it? It's going to be mind-blowing, right?
It'll be amazing for him.
It'll be amazing when he pulls his pants down and blows his fucking load all over her face because she's like, oh, that's it?
I'll tell you what, whether you go 30 seconds or 3 hours, the first time is always kind of amazing because it's the first time you're like, wow, this is what vagina feels like, huh?
For the guy, right.
Fucking A.
But never is the first time. Never for a woman is de-virginizing a guy a fun time.
Well, unless they hook up with somebody like us.
Well, right, but we're
well,
not.
Well, I meant for their virginity.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. We're born-again virgins.
Yeah, kind of.
Right, so.
No, he's undead says that guy's going to turn out to be a rapist.
That guy goes to a church just like Fresh Life
well,
here.
If he becomes
one of those
a priest.
Hip mega churches, you know, that are just so fucking cool.
They're in with the times.
For some reason. I don't understand how that is being perceived as cool or anything.
No sex before marriage, but we can rock and roll.
That's right. Christian side hug, son, all night.
Fucking A.
Fucking A.
High fives and low fives all around.
If you know what I mean.
Oh, shit.
All right. Well, let's talk about a little church action here. This is out of Paris.
Got some news for us, huh?
Got some news for you. The former leader of the Roman Catholic Church in Belgium urged a victim of serial sexual abuse. This is for serial. This is serial sexual abuse here. By a bishop to keep silent for a year until the bishop, who also happens to be the victim's own uncle,
woo,
could retire, according to tapes made by the victim last April and published over the weekend. So, you're being raped by your uncle, who is also the bishop.
Wow, dude.
And you go to talk to somebody, and he's like, hey, just wait this out a year, wait until he retires, and then, you know, do what you want. Fuck that. Fuck that. The tapes, which church authorities have verified as accurate, of course, are among the more revealing documents in the continuing scandal of sexual abuse by clerics and subsequent cover-ups by the church. Cover-ups and church. Just those are two things that shouldn't be in the same vein, you know? Well,
they definitely go hand in hand.
But they shouldn't.
Exactly.
They're two polar opposites. The church is supposed to be the embodiment of everything holy and pure. And scandals, cover-ups, you know? I don't know, man. That's no good.
It is.
Having a record of a cardinal entreating an abuse victim to keep his silence is another embarrassment for the Catholic Church. Rack 'em up, guys.
You know, Matt,
just
actually...
rack 'em the fuck up.
Actually, I believe I seen a quote here on Facebook that Berger left.
Oh,
please. I thought it'd be interesting to read. It says, "Religion is regarded by the common people as true, by the wise as false, and by the rulers as useful."
Yes, that's true.
But I just thought that applied
in this
situation.
If you can scare your people that you govern over into believing anything you tell them to, with the payoff being everlasting eternal life in heaven, and if you do what we say you shouldn't do, you're going to hell forever, that's a pretty powerful fucking, you know, what's it called? That's some
concept.
Powerful shit.
Concept.
Or shit, yes.
Predetermined destiny.
Pretty
concept.
Much.
Extraplanar
You're
existence.
You're scaring them in, like, if I went up to a chick and was like, if you don't be my girlfriend, I'm going to rape you every night for the rest of your life. And we end up hooking up. Like, that's a bad dude.
You know, that sounds like it would work, actually.
Right? Because you scared her into doing something.
That sounds like a good pickup line, actually. I'm going to use that and see how it goes.
But morally, is that right?
No.
Should you be...
But seldom when you're after something you want do you do moral or right things to get
it. Right, I don't have my moral compass out. I have my booty compass out.
For sure.
And right now it's facing north.
It's got a lot bigger pointer on it, if you know what I mean.
You know what I mean. That's right. Come on. Cardinal Godfrey Daniels, 77, who retired as the Archbishop of Brussels in January after 30 years, met with the victim, who's now 42, and his uncle, Bishop Robert Vanhoele, who's 73, to press the victim either to accept a private apology or to wait until the bishop retired. Quote, "The bishop will resign next year, so actually, it would be better for you to wait," the cardinal told the victim. What a scumbag move. "I don't think you'd do yourself or him a favor by shouting this from the rooftops." The cardinal warned the victim against trying to blackmail the church and suggested that he accept a private apology from the bishop and not drag his name through the mud.
Say you're sorry.
You know, like you dragged your pole through my asshole. "Oh, no, it's cool. I'll wait another year, uncle." That's so fucked up. And you know what? These are people that should be totally on the other side of this horrible shit that's happening, you know?
I hear somebody yelling. What is that?
That's our neighbor telling his dog to go pee-pee.
Ah, of course. The little violent demon dog.
Yes. You know, the other night I sat here and I was sitting here and I heard him yelling that for like 5 minutes. "Go pee-pee, Coco. Go pee-pee, Coco." It was so funny. I was like, wow, thank you.
That dog's a pain in the ass.
The victim responded, quote, "He has dragged my whole life through the mud from the age of 5 until 18 years old and asked, why do you feel sorry for him and not for me?" That's powerful shit. He fucking raped me from the time I was 5 until I was 18 and you feel sorry for him? Hey, just wait another year.
You know, don't drag his name through the mud.
That's
okay?
Right. Just wait another year, you know? And then you can do whatever.
Kill the man on sight.
The fact of the April meeting was reported by the International Herald Tribune and the New York Times in July after an interview with the victim, who said he had sought for many years to alert the church about the molesting by his uncle. He did not mention then that he had made a tape of that meeting and another one for another meeting. The Belgian cases are special in part because of an extensive police inquiry, not just an investigation by the church into allegations of sexual abuse by the clergy and subsequent cover-ups. Cardinal Daniels has been subject to at least 10 hours of police questioning in the matter, and the police raided church headquarters to seize documents, a raid criticized by the Vatican. Why? Really, Vatican? You're criticized? Really? They were fucking kids in the asshole. And you're criticizing the police? That's some effed up junk, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up, man.
So, I don't know, man. This is the ideal example of absolute power corrupting absolutely. These people think they're untouchable. They think they wield that absolute power over you and that you're scared shitless into doing anything and everything they tell you to.
No, it is. That used to be the case before the common man became enlightened.
That's right. Now we know better.
Did you know there's actually something like 24 or 26 books that were omitted from the Bible? And there's actually... The Bible is basically a condensed version
of... Are you talking about the Apocrypha? I have a Bible that has those books in it.
The Apocrypha?
The Apocrypha. Is that the books you're talking about? Because those are books that were omitted from the Bible.
I don't know all of them, but I know there's a lot of them.
I brought that up once when I was in Christian school. I was like, I found this copy of the Bible that has the Apocrypha in it. They told me the Apocrypha was evil.
Evil.
And that I shouldn't read
it. Demonic.
And so, of course, I read some of it. And to me, at that young of an age, I should go back and read it and see, you know, what's all in it now that I understand more theology.
Does anybody really know the history of the Bible? Do you know the history of the Bible?
As far as how it came to be? I know basically it was a bunch of men that wrote it, and they wrote it injecting their own agendas into each, you know, section that they wrote.
That could be it.
What are you talking about?
Well, from what I understand, you know, there are so many religious and spiritual texts, okay? And they go back hundreds, possibly thousands of years. But the Bible as we know it today is a compilation and a condensation, if that actually applies, to...
Diluted version of the original
basically,
text.
Basically, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Emperor Constantine...
Oh, hold on. Nicole Nunez says they're untouchable, while everyone else is super touchable.
Yes. Thank you.
She's awesome. She's going to be here September 25th for the live show. I'm telling you, jamhole.com/404.
Look forward to it. So basically, the modern Bible, Emperor Constantine ordered a council... And the modern Bible, as we know it now, is simply a condensed version of a bunch of different religious texts that were held in reverence over the years. Who knows? I mean, you know, like so many things over time, it gets lost in translation.
There's many versions of it, too. There's the NIV, there's the King James, there's
the Ethiopian Bible.
There's the New Woman's Study Bible, there's the New Kids Bible. You know,
have you ever heard of that, the Ethiopian Bible?
No, is that the one?
It's a Christian Bible, but their translation is as old as, like, you know, the original Torah and shit, you know?
Really?
Yeah, it's really weird. It's a lot we don't know, a lot we're not told. And that's why you tune in the Jam Hole, to hear all the watered-down, drunken, high bullshit version of what's true.
So you had a little story to talk about that had to do with church.
I did. I wanted to tell the story of how I turned church camp inside out when I was 14.
Please, indulge me. Indulge us.
Well, I'm at church camp, you know, and it's like a two-week thing.
Is that here?
No, this was actually in upstate New York.
Oh, word.
I think I was 14 when it happened. And, you know, the guys and the girls are kept on separate, you know, sides of the compound.
Right. This isn't like Friday the 13th camp.
Yeah, basically after like 7 o'clock, after all the activities and what have you.
Right, right. That was like that at the church camp I went to.
Yeah, we're no longer allowed to hang out together. Well... Little old Sean here kind of...
Was this Shawnee Giovanni here?
Yeah, the first time Shawnee Giovanni came out, he kind of enticed an uprising where the girls and the guys, I got all of us together, and we decided to say, you know what? We can hang out if we want to. If we want to all sit in the same room before our, you know, bedtime, we can. It doesn't mean we're going to do anything. We're just hanging out. And I did such a thing, and we broke the fucking rules. They couldn't stop us. We had all the girls and the guys hanging out in the rec room together after hours when we weren't supposed to. All because, you know, some of us guys were cute, and some of the girls were cute, and I was like, you know what?
Did anyone get their dick touched?
I did, but I touched it myself.
Oh,
so
word.
Doesn't count.
All right. Did anyone finger a pussy?
Yeah, I'm sure a few girls had their pussies fingered, but like I said, it was their own fingers.
Right, okay.
Yes. That's church camp for you, though.
Well, I'd like to say that that does good for people, and maybe it does a little bit, but I don't know. I think the harm is far more than what they're accomplishing. And most of the good they do, they're blackmailing people into reading Bibles or believing. Like, we'll give you this food if you recite your Bible verse, you know?
Well, you know what the fundamental problem with religion is, in particular the Christian religion, is that there's something that got missed in translation.
You think? Know?
Yeah. Could you describe a cellular phone to somebody 2,000 years ago?
No.
No, but you can describe spirituality to somebody in this modern age pretty well, right?
Sure.
Try to describe it to somebody 2,000 years ago and see how well they get the fucking picture.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They wrote with the vocabulary they had at the time that it was and all that, but I don't know. I think it's all made up bullshit, so.
When people didn't even know that fire burns because wood is flammable and oxygen and flame and
science,
fuel make fire.
Science and logical thinking and all that wasn't exactly the talk of the town back then,
well,
you know.
To people like that, it's kind of hard to describe the fucking concept of consciousness and the soul, which is consciousness in effect, anyway.
Well, it's like, I'm sure a lot of it, too, is if you get, you know, a chain of people and you tell person one a message, by
yes.
the time it gets to person 20, it's totally not the message.
You are correct, know? Sir, yes.
Yeah, so. All right, well, moving on, you guys have heard about the whole egg hullabaloo. Your salmonella-infested eggs and whatnot. And a few episodes ago for the show notes, I wrote a little essay on this gentleman here about how this isn't the first time this guy's been in trouble and all that kind of stuff. Well, here's some more interesting information about the eggs that we eat. Barns infested with flies, maggots, and scurrying rodents, and overflowing manure pits were among the widespread food safety problems that federal inspectors found at a group of Iowa egg farms at the heart of a nationwide recall and salmonella outbreak. Inspection reports released by the FDA on Monday described often in nose-pinching detail possible ways that salmonella could have been spread undetected through the vast complexes of two companies. You disgusting fuck.
Mm.
The inspections conducted over the last 3 weeks were the first to check compliance by large egg-producing companies with new federal egg safety rules that were written well before the current outbreak, but went into effect only last month. Because, you know, anything our government does gets done right away.
Oh
no,
sure.
It doesn't. It takes fucking months and months for anything to get fucking done. It's amazing that anything's ever gotten fucking done.
Did we ever catch Osama bin Laden, because...
Does he even exist?
I don't know, because we've been looking for him for a fucking long time.
Have we?
Well, at least we think we have been.
The major media has told you that we have been.
Actually, not in quite a few years,
Get all Alex Jones on that ass.
We heard we will get Osama bin Laden no matter what, like 6 years ago we heard that.
Right, right.
And I haven't heard shit about it in like 5 years.
We've heard a lot of bullshit.
But hey, we caught Saddam.
Right. Who, yeah, okay.
I don't know why we went after him. I guess him and Osama were homies and we're just, you know.
That's right, it was Osama's
like
boyfriend,
that.
You know. Hit him where it hurts, right in the heart.
For sure.
So, quote, clearly the observations here reflect significant deviations from what's expected, said the deputy commissioner for the FDA. He says that in response to the outbreak and recall, FDA inspectors would visit all the 600 major egg-producing facilities in the country over the next 15 months. Those farms, with 50,000 or more hens each, represent about 80% of nationwide egg production. The recall, which began August 13th, involves more than half a billion eggs. That's so many eggs, dude.
Half a billion.
Half a billion.
Dude, that's 500 million eggs.
That's a lot of fucking eggs, dude. Happy Easter.
Wow. That's a lot.
About 1,500 cases reported salmonella enteritis have been linked to tainted eggs since the spring. The largest known outbreak associated with that strain of salmonella.
Salmonella.
Salmonella. So they say that the inspection visits to Wright County Egg found barns with abundant rodent holes and gaps in doors, siding and foundations where rodents could enter. Inspectors spotted mice scampering all over the 11 laying houses. Inspectors said that many of the barns lacked separate entrances, so that workers had to walk through one barn to get into another, conditions that would allow workers to track bacteria between barns. That's all that cross-contamination. No good. If one gets them, they all get them. That's how it goes. In addition, workers were seen moving from barn to barn without changing protective clothing or cleaning tools. That is disgusting. The report on Wright County Egg also described pits beneath laying houses where chicken shit was piled 4 to 8 feet high. It also described hens that
four
had escaped
to 8 feet.
From laying cages tracking through the manure. Yummy.
Mmm, delicious.
Mm-hmm. Officials said last week they were taking a close look at a feed mill operated by Wright County Egg after tests found salmonella in the bone meal, a feed ingredient, and in feed given to young birds known as pullets. The young birds were raised to become laying hens at both Wright County Egg and Hillendale.
So the chickens got the salmonella first.
Right.
And they're just passing it on to us. That's pretty pretty whack. Brah.
Those fucking chickens, man.
Those fucking chickens.
You fuck with those chicken heads, you get salmonella.
Yeah.
That's right. Red Man said that. Or Method Man. One of those.
Red Man, Meth Man. Fuck yeah.
The inspection report helped fill in the picture of the feed mill as a potential source of contamination, saying that birds were seen roosting and flying about the facility. Nesting material was seen. Basically, all your shit was just all fucked up. The bacteria was found in the water they were using to wash the eggs. There was just huge piles of shit and rodents everywhere. Just deplorable conditions. And we're eating that. We're eating what plops out
this,
of those.
This is where our food comes from, everybody.
Yep.
This is it right here. This is capitalism and corporate America right here. 500 million eggs all fucked.
You know what?
What?
It has to be done this way because there's too many fucking people. You cannot support that many people, that kind of a population, without doing it this way.
Well, I disagree, Matt.
How else can you keep up with that kind of supply
demand?
Well,
maybe instead of having one giant corporation do it, we have 100,000 family-owned farms do it. That way the money gets dispersed into many hands instead of just... You know, one pocket like a corporation.
And maybe every city could be completely self-sufficient.
Like this guy
and
that has how many...
And maybe tomorrow morning, when I wake up and take a shit, it'll be gold nuggets.
How many million chickens does this guy have again?
A bunch. Grip.
Okay. So instead of just this one farm, this one company...
Right, where
you
everything comes from.
Yeah, you split that amongst many, many smaller farms. I'm not talking like me and you buy some chickens
but
and
you know
got
what?
A farm.
Didn't
I'm saying,
it,
you know, far, a
check
farm.
Check this
farm.
Out, though. Didn't it start out small farms like that, and then they conglomerated together, and then the big farms bought the little ones or made their prices so low that the little ones went out of business?
Well,
and
kinda,
that's why we are where we're at today?
Kind of, but they definitely didn't do it by having plenty of room for their chickens and keeping their chickens clean and healthy.
They did it by
cutting costs,
hiring fucking illegal immigrants, doing anything they could.
Exactly.
This Jack DeCoster, this guy has had so much... problems with his, you know, businesses being sued and getting massive fines because he fucks up like that. And you know what? It's cheaper for him to pay a fine for fucking up something like that than it is to do it the right way.
You know
so
what?
Fuck it. Who cares?
MDS says, okay, let's do it Sean's way and pay $5 a dozen instead of $1.50.
Well, check this out. Would you pay $5 for a dozen eggs that didn't have salmonella or
$1.50
for a dozen that do?
Thank you, Matt.
I'm just saying. I get what he's saying, but it's starting to kill people.
You know, at the same time, guys, the eggs would not cost $5 a fucking dozen opposed to $1.50. They'd probably be more like $3.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, thank you. The sound of fucking sane...
But I mean, what if you only if okay, Kalispell, there's what 80,000 people in this valley, right?
Yes.
Something like that.
About
okay, let's say there's like 20 different farms that produce farm fresh eggs locally within 200 miles. Okay.
Do you think they could produce enough for the population?
Probably if you know, we were buying from them, you know.
14,223, actually.
How many?
Just Kalispell, not the Valley.
Well, that's what I meant, the Valley.
Oh, well,
but that's probably
me.
Not an accurate number, considering Kalispell. Anyway, I'm just saying, you know, we put too much faith in the big guy that puts all his shit out.
As
millions,
of 06,
millions of eggs.
As of 06, the Valley had 85,314 people in it.
Okay, so I was close, Dan. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Anytime.
Anyway.
Thank you,
point
Google.
Is,
thank you, Google. Thank Google, Sean.
Thank you, Google.
Thank you, Google.
I lost my train of thought. I'm really drunk. I'm really drunk right now. So.
Thank you, Google.
Anyway.
But, you know, it's just like in that movie Food, Inc. and the movie Dirt and all that. You know, their whole idea is that if every town or county could be self-sufficient and make enough food for as many people as it had in it, we wouldn't have these problems, you know? We wouldn't have these major supply chains because everything's being grown in one fucking spot and it all has to be trucked in everywhere, burning fuel and all that shit.
You know what's funny,
but
Matt?
It's never gonna get done that
okay,
way.
But you know what's
until
funny?
Until something apocalyptic happens and flips everything on its ass and forces a change.
Do you know what's funny though?
The jam hole.
Other than that, there used to be a time that's how it was.
Yeah,
everywhere.
And what happened?
People seemed to get along fine. There was just a lot less people.
Oh, right. Because not everybody was popping out 10 fucking kids a pop.
Yeah, pretty
much.
Thank
you, women. Please stop having kids for like 10 years and then we'll see where we're at.
Definitely before there were, you know, before what we have now, there was less people, you know.
That's right. But like I said in that song, before the time when we used to live our lives, we used to choose how to spend our own, you know?
For sure.
That's all, man.
And that's some deep shit.
And not anymore. Not anymore. Now,
hey, all you guys
shit,
in
the
chat,
deep,
hey,
the
excuse
deep
me.
The shit now is 8 feet of manure in those chicken coops.
Excuse me.
Yes.
All you guys in the chat can shut up because you don't know what it was like back then either, okay? But
awesome.
Hey, you guys are awesome, by
I
the way.
I love it when you lash out against the chat.
You always tune into the show and
every
I feel
Monday,
like I
Wednesday,
have friends.
Friday.
I feel like I have friends
hey,
other than Matt.
Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we hang out with our friends.
I can't wait to meet some of these fuckers.
Oh,
here.
It's going to be a blast. September 25th.
And they were really hungry. Noli's undead.
That's right.
They were.
Okay, so just in case, a little FYI from me to you. Symptoms of salmonella include diarrhea, vomiting, and stomach cramps. The bacteria is killed by pasteurization or, you know, by keeping your shit clean. And also by thoroughly cooking your eggs, your eggy waggies. So, good luck to us all. I hope none of you catch the salmonella.
Salmonella.
Sean, I'm going to have to ask you to remove those eggs that are in the fridge because they're probably infected.
You know, I already ate like half of those.
How are you feeling? How's your stomach?
It felt good when I ate them.
It's awesome. Good, good. I think what we really need is just a good, solid zombie apocalypse. Thin out the herd a little bit. All of us strong will rise up. We'll get together. We'll handle business. And then we'll start over.
Well, you know what, Matt?
That's what we need.
You know what the problem is?
What?
And we all learned this in fucking grade school.
What?
It's basic earth science.
And what's that?
You got your predators and your prey.
We are the predators.
When the predators become too overpopulated that the prey almost goes extinct.
Right.
The predators die out.
Right. Zombie apocalypse style.
And who's at the top of the food chain?
This guy. Right here.
Yes.
Me. Matt Lee.
Okay, well you're first to go.
Thank you. I'm also smart though, so I will not be the first to go.
Okay, maybe like...
And my environment will be on my side, because up here, we still have a lot of places that, you know, massive population density okay. hasn't all fucked up already.
You might be in, like, the teen hundreds.
No, I'm gonna be good somewhere to go. There. I'll be alright. What do you think of skinheads, moving on?
Skinheads,
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Big fucking thumbs down.
A big African-American thumb down.
Big thumbs down your fucking eye socket while I'm kicking your ass.
Awesome.
Dude,
a crowd of more than 100 skinheads attacked visitors and the cops at the Toronto Rock Festival. The Tornado Rock Festival, excuse me. In the Ural city of Mias, Russian media reported, at least 10 people were injured and a 14-year-old girl died of numerous stab wounds.
No big surprise there.
Other sources said some 20 people received various injuries. A dozen of ambulances is currently working at the scene. About the number of injured vary, with some putting the number more than 100. According to local media, shooting was also heard as a crowd of angry, bare-chested skinheads, armed with batons, sticks, and iron rods, forced their way through security cordons. Quote, police and security guards were either inactive or ran away. Some attackers snatched truncheons from police officers and started beating the visitors. Wow, dude. I hope one day we get to play at a show and the skinheads roll in and just, like, start raging.
Do you think they get down or fuck us up?
I think they'd probably fuck everybody up. But I think while they were distracted doing that, I'd be, like, throwing microphones at them and shit. And then I'd pull out my gat and go rat-tat-tat-tat.
Rat-a-tat. Boom,
holla,
clack.
187 on your motherfucking ass, biatch.
Boom, clack, step the fuck
That's
back.
That's right. That is fucking right. Coming out on Jamhole Records, thejamhole.com/music.
Yeah. The rest of that line goes, you're dealing with Lyrical and the Mighty Hazmat.
Is that how it goes?
It was gonna until I decided it was way too gangster for us to rap.
Fuck. See, that's what I'm saying. We need to ghostwrite.
Fucking A, dude.
So, they reported some 15 attackers were detained, but the majority of them fled. A political struggle is seen as the most likely cause of the attack at the Tornado Rock Festival. The event's main organizer, is going to run in the October legislative polls. FYI. At least 3,000 people attended the annual rock festival, featuring Russia's most popular rock bands. So, I don't get it. Aren't they all white there? Like, who were you beating up? I don't understand that.
You know what they're probably beating up?
I don't.
And I only use this term because that's what they'd say, so nobody get offended.
Oh, please.
They're beating up a nigger lover, probably.
Oh.
Probably.
At a rock festival?
Probably. They're like, hey, that girl there's a nigger lover. Get her! And
Ollie's Undead says, stop singing those coon tunes. And then they rush you.
For sure.
MDS says, are there any skinheads in the valley?
Yeah, there is.
Didn't that one chick, April Gady or whatever, the mother of the Prussian Blue Girls, they all moved up here too.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Because we talked about this a while ago. She was going on the internet and telling her other skinhead friends on this stormfront.org website to like move here because everyone here hates black people and there's only like three that live in the whole valley.
And everybody's fucking white out here. So.
Pretty much. That's fucking weird, isn't it?
That's
fucked up,
son.
Dude, when I first moved here, I was like, where's all the black people? This is so weird.
I know, dude. You see a black person here, it'll fucking stop traffic, dude.
When I see a black person here, I like run up to him and introduce myself. And I'm like, I really want to be your friend. Me and my friend are in a rap group. And we need you. The jam hole needs you.
You're like, hey, dude. You run up to a black guy. You're like, well, what's up, man? You want to come kick some flows or something? Oh,
he's
dude,
like,
you want to rap?
I
rap.
Don't rap.
Yeah. You're like, really? Because you're black. I thought you rapped.
Right.
Nah, man.
No,
I don't
no,
rap.
Man. No.
I smoke crack. You want some?
That's so weird. It was nothing short of a nightmare. A man obsessively tracking women, sneaking into their homes, assaulting them, and forcing them to perform a bizarre cleansing ritual.
Ooh, bizarre.
That washed away any hint of evidence from their little whore bodies. He was a police detective. He spent 2 years pursuing the first serial rapist in his town's memory. He wasn't, but... Quote, I've seen more brutal things, more violent things, but some of the things that happened and what he would say and tell these girls as he's assaulting them, and I mean, I get chills. It just disgusts me. Hot on the rapist trail, Wheeler and his colleagues soon uncovered clues suggesting the perpetrator was closer to home than they had ever imagined.
Hmm.
The rapist's first victim was then 25-year-old Christy Mills, who awoke to a masked intruder standing in her doorway back in 03. I was in shock, absolute shock. I looked at the door and saw the light there,
and something just didn't seem right. And that's when I saw him. The next thing I remember is he was on top of me, in the bed. Mills said the intruder told her he was there to burglarize her, and that he didn't want to hurt her, but if she made a noise, he would shoot her. Wearing a ski mask and gloves, he seemed oddly calm and methodical as he bound her with zip ties and duct tape.
Sorry, I'm out of beer.
Go get more.
I'm going to.
Then he slipped a pillow. Jesus Christ. Let's hold for a word from our sponsor while Lyrical gets another fucking beer.
Hey, Matt, you want a beer?
Hey, no, I'm cool, thanks.
Okay.
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 Awesome.
It's all right, everybody. I had to go get a beer. Matt, you didn't have to, like,
no, it's
make
cool.
that such a big deal.
You were sorry.
You were reading a news story fucking Tom broke off. You could have
cool,
kept
dude.
Going.
He then slipped a pillowcase over her head and sexually assaulted her for 45 minutes. Quote, he seemed very assertive when he talked and not like somebody who's, you know, panicking. He seemed like he knew what he was doing. Still blindfolded, he forced her into the bathroom where she heard water running. I started to panic, and I thought he was going to shoot me in the bathtub, she said. Just over a month from my 26th birthday, and I was going to die.
Oh, no.
Mills was forced to take a nice, long bath, told to wash carefully while her rapist calmly walked about her apartment cleaning up after himself. Then he was gone, taking with him all the evidence, including
Dude,
the bed sheets.
I seen a copy of Law and Order that was just fucking like this story.
Yeah. Nolly's Undead says it cleans itself with the Lever 2000, or it gets the hose again. He was an old rape pro. Mm. I agree. Old rape pro
yeah,
from way
guy,
back.
This guy knows what he's doing, for sure.
That's right.
You know what? Wouldn't it... I bet you the twist is he's actually a forensic investigator.
Probably. His name is Dexter. Dexter is Morgan. No. She was so upset and scared that when she got out of the bathtub, removed the pillowcase, and ripped the tape from off her eyes, she actually tore out chunks of her hair. Thought she said she wanted to run and hide. She called 911 instead. 2 years later, he found his fourth victim. Gun to her head, knife to my throat. He had been stalking her for a while, and her sister. And, yeah. He ended up being a cop, Jeffrey Palo. 35 counts of rape, kidnap, and stalking. He was a father of three. He was sentenced to 440 years, one of the longest sentences in Illinois' history.
Wow.
Would that would creep you out. That was, like, one of my worst fears as a little kid, not being raped, but... Like, waking up and seeing... I had a rocking chair in my room. Like, waking up and seeing somebody in that rocking chair. Like, just seeing... That used to freak me the fuck out so bad. And, like, to be a chick and know that, like, at any day you could be another rape statistic. Like, that's fucked up, dude.
That shit fucks up your whole little perception of reality, you know? It's...
Do you think that kind of does you in?
I think it definitely fucks me up good.
Is there any coming back from that?
I don't know, yeah. You know, I actually dated a girl who was a rape victim.
Well, right. I mean, girls get raped all the time.
I mean,
as a dude being raped.
As a dude? Well, am I being raped by a chick or another dude?
I'm going to guess probably a dude, because if it was a chick, it wouldn't be rape.
Or a chick with a strap on.
Or a hermaphrodite. What if she had a full-on dick?
Well, if I was raped by a chick...
With a dick.
I'd probably...
Write a rap song about
it. I'd probably be okay. Very good. If I was raped by a dude, I'd probably be fine, because that would probably be something I would never, ever mention in my life.
What if he had a podcast and the next day he talked about it on his podcast?
Hypothetically, if I knew somebody who had a podcast that was going to try and rape me...
Steer clear, be wary of the man with the podcast.
I'd probably kill him before he got the chance to rape me. So, Matt, what's on your mind, buddy?
Oh, you know, rape statistics and everything.
Okay, well, I'm thinking about murder statistics right now, so let's, let's both just drop our statistics. And
hey, sounds good. So, yeah, that's pretty crazy. And let's end it with this last story here. This one was kind of for Danny, but I guess me and you'll just have to enjoy it ourselves. Findlay, Ohio. Oh, you gonna take us out with a rap song? you've been working on?
You know, I have one that's just a verse.
Really?
I could spit it for everybody.
What's that beat? Is it that, it's not the No Home No More beat, is it?
No, I don't know.
It's the Gets Well on Pop beat?
I don't know. I don't know if you have it or not. Are you talking about my little pimp rap, the swelling one?
Is it this one?
No. Well, I mean, you know, I'm not doing that song, but...
Oh, you're not?
Yeah. Why? Did we decide we're going to have a little...
Is it this one?
Yeah, I'm not doing that one either.
No?
Nah, especially now when I'm drunk.
Oh,
I'll give you the beat.
Hold on.
What?
What's it called?
It's called Slow Motion. It's a vibe beat.
I don't have that one.
Okay, I can get it to... Go ahead and read the story there, Matt. I'm going to... I'll get this for you. You read the story while I get this.
Okay, so Findlay, Ohio, an Ohio baby died after his system was flushed with alcohol instead of saline during open-heart surgery. You flush the baby system with alcohol, and I mean, I get they're both clear liquids, but like, really? Alcohol? Oh, that would destroy a baby. Like, that would straight up fucking wreck shit. Do you imagine being 7 months old and getting your shit flushed by alcohol, like pure fucking isopropyl?
You know, that is a classic example of the one thing that, like, pisses me off more than anything. Somebody not doing their fucking job right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's like, you killed that baby because of that mistake. And I get we're all humans and we all fuck up, but, like, you go to school to specifically not fuck up. You go to way more school than anybody else. So you don't fuck shit up like that.
I mean, come on. That shit has to be labeled.
Right.
Seriously.
Alcohol.
Saline, you know.
Right. Yeah, that's...
Lethal. The right stuff, you know.
Nicole Nunez says, they let anyone into medicine around here. You think that's it? It's like, times are tough. People need jobs. So they're like, oh, I can do
this. Well, you know what? The medicinal field is actually growing very rapidly. And everything from, like... surgical assistant to radiologist to fucking nuclear medicinal fucking technician, all that shit, dude. It's the biggest field in America right now.
That's
the medical field.
And they're letting just any Joe Bob jerk off like go in there?
Or? Well, anybody with like, you know, 5 to 10 years of school.
Oh, right.
Or 2 years if you go to a trade school. Those are the people that take your x-rays.
Yeah. This kid went into treatment at Cincinnati Children's Hospital smiling, but the infant never made it out of the OR. He died over the weekend. The CEO of the hospital sent a memo to its workers saying, while it cannot disclose specifics about patients to the public, families have the right to know their child's medical status. Treatment and outcomes, right. In cases where... Sorry, I'm like looking for the USB thing so I can plug this in, trying to read at the same time. It's hard to do.
It is. Dude, I was over here fucking around, like, unplug my mouse. I'm putting
I know, it
all
took
my
you
shit,
like 5 minutes to fucking plug that thing in.
I'm a little inebriated tonight, so...
Word to that.
Special treat to our viewers, by the way. Dude,
word to that also. In cases where there has been an error, we accept responsibility, admit the error, apologize for it, and explain what happened. It went on to say, our thoughts and prayers are with the family of this child, with our caregivers, and the entire Cincinnati Children's family. This is a difficult time for many. Quote, it just devastates me to imagine not seeing his smiling face anymore. So that's sad. And that's what happens when people just don't fucking pay the fuck attention. You know, this is a vibe beat. Slow motion.
It is. And just to commentate on that, you know... It's very sad. It's very terrible, you know. A baby dying because somebody just didn't do their fucking job. They didn't fuck your...
Yo, hold on. That was not even close to catching.
Hold on.
That was awesome.
They didn't fuck your cheeseburger up. They didn't fucking mix your order up with somebody else's. They didn't not fucking give you the right size roller skates or fucking not carve your snowboard good enough. You know, the service they provided...
Hot beat, son.
They did a horrible fucking job.
I agree with you.
Fucking acceptable mo faka.
All right. Well, Anything else before we get out of here with a sick rap song or two?
This is awesome. You know, Matt, on this song, do you think you have anything you could help me add? Can we freestyle a song together, Matt?
I'm sure we could find something.
Because you know what? That would be awesome. Because I only have a verse and a little bit of a chorus, you know.
I'm sure we can figure something out. So I do want to mention thejamhole.com/donate. Hook us up. If you enjoy the show, help us pay for its bills. Thejamhole.com/404. We're having a live party.
And
we're,
you get a party with Matt Lee and Lyrical.
That's right. And we're going to do a little hip-hop show possibly up there. And it's going to be a great time. If you want to see the first one, check out thejamhole.com/250. That's all up there. You can see the trailer and whatnot. And yeah, I'm very excited for this. September 23rd, 24th, we're going camping, right?
Fucking A.
You're planning this amazing camping trip?
I am. Hopefully it's good. I won't drop the ball.
And then September 25th, the live show. We are fucking doing a live show.
You know, I just want to say to all our listeners, live listeners, non-live listeners, and anybody coming to the show, I fucking love you, man. And it's not the alcohol. It's not. No,
I promise. Hold on. Okay, I promise.
I promise. It's not the alcohol. No, but I look forward to seeing everybody that comes out here. I'd like to meet these people that actually, you know, dedicate their time to listening to us, which is, in a way, kind of sad, but I respect that, you know?
That's right. I do, too. Sure. It's going to be a good time. So, thejamhole.com/404. Check it out. September 25th. We're going to have a party. So, yeah. Join us. As always, email info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all of our shit is at. Make sure you're subscribed in iTunes to the feed and all that, and give us reviews and ratings, and those dumb things help us out somehow. /Twitter/Facebook. Join the Facebook group, RSVP for the parties, the camping trip, and the live show. They're both on there. Call, leave a message for the show. We'll play it, 406-204-4687. You can text me personally, 406-848-1SEX. And, yeah, we will see you guys on Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow for an episode of the Hot Box, our weed sister podcast. And here is Sean with a rendition of, what is this called? To All My Hoes?
It's called...
To All My Hoes.
I'm gonna put it in your booty, cutie.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you guys so much, and we'll Matt, we'll see you. We'll talk to you very soon.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.